Several states, including New York and Connecticut, have usury laws that make short-term loans unprofitable. So companies have gone online. They have URLs like itsmypayday.com or bottomdollarpay.com. A lot of them have websites registered in South America or through untraceable proxy companies, putting them out of reach of state law. But that's not stopping Cuomo from trying. In addition to ordering them to stop loaning money to New Yorkers, Cuomo is asking the National Automated Clearinghouse Association to help. NACHA manages the automated clearinghouse between banks. It's the backbone of the U.S. digital financial system. NACHA has so far declined to comment on Cuomo's request for help. All the lenders WSHU tried to contact refused comment, but they do have a trade association called the Online Lenders Alliance. Spokesman Peter Barden says some payday lenders abide by state usury laws.
There are other companies who look at state law as, you know, not regulating what is essentially, you know, an online business. And those companies choose to continue to lend into these states.
Barden says two New York congressmen are seeking to create federal laws that regulate the business of short-term loans. What those regulations might be is unclear. But New York is not alone in cracking down on the industry. At least five other states have either sued or fined online lenders for breaking state laws. The Online Lenders Alliance argues that its members provide much-needed services to people largely excluded from the traditional financial service industry. Charles Ling, WSHU News.